This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. This podcast is called Designing the Job for Today and Tomorrow, 11 Thoughts. So as we rethink what work should look like in various sectors and areas, we are rounding to what we call an incomplete list of concepts. This is a work in process, of course, at work in progress, work in process, and please write your ideas and thoughts. So it's the first concept. I'll go through 11 thoughts on work today and what it should look like, how you design a job, trying to retain people, keep them excited, keep them moving in the right direction. It has to include some easy wins. If every part of the job is very, very hard work, it's very hard to stay with it for the long run. It's too much of a prescription for burnout. So any job has got to include some easy wins to go with the harder work. For me, that might be some 3-minute podcast to go with some 40-minute podcast. It might be some regular guest to go with some more challenging or complicated guest. Second, bosses and leaders must take away friction points and hurdles to completing the jobs wherever possible. We want to make it as easy as possible to get their jobs done. You know, yes, things have to be reviewed, but not 10 times. Yes, they got to be approved of, but being the approval process is easy. Third, the results of one's work should be purely apparent. You ought to know if in the writing business is your stuff getting read, if in the podcasting business is our people listen to your podcast. In the sales business, are you getting sales? In the customer business, are your customers satisfied? The results of your work should be readily apparent. Four, performance wherever possible should be based on did the person do the work and the results and not based on hours or excessive oversight. So it's not based on face time. It's not based on being logged in 20 hours a day. It's based on did you get the work done that has to get done. The quantity and quality of work required must be reasonable to the person who's doing the job and to the needs of the customer and the company. If your customers demand 24/7 help, you've got to get people willing to do that, and you've got to have enough of a team to do that. You can't rely on any one or two people to do all of that. Fifth, there should be the opportunity within the job to pursue different challenges and opportunities within the job. Sixth, coupled with number five, this idea of different opportunities, the job can't be so all-consuming that there's not enough energy left to pursue different challenges and opportunities in the job. I remember a job early in my career working a crazy number of hours at a large law firm, crazy hours. And the boss is constantly saying, well, you have freedom to do whatever you want. You know, you could try this, you could try this, you could try that. But the reality is it felt very illusory, false, because the reality is you're working 68 hours a week. There was no energy left to do those other things. Seventh. The job must include some flexibility. It's got to include some room, often for some remote work. It's got to include room for the quota doesn't get hit every day. There's got to be a lot of different things that make there's enough release of pressure that there's room for some flexibility in it. Eighth, there should be room for growth and opportunities and rewards where a person exceeds the core job. So the core job is doing X and you do Y. There's got to be some reward for that, some positiveness for that, something appreciation for it, whatever it might be. Nine, there's got to be pathways for growth and promotion. How do you become, we're a big fan of in businesses, people that are doer managers. They keep on doing stuff, but they start to manage. But they don't lose sight of they're constantly a doer too, but the ratio that changes over time. There's got to be room for growth, for promotion, for doing different things. Hence, one of the cores of being a boss or leader today and an employee is looking for ways to make things more efficient and easier without sacrificing quality. Trying to make it easier for somebody to get their job done without taking away some of the quality efforts you have or in place or processes. Finally, 11, the business culture must include nice people and a culture of appreciation. At the end of the day, it's almost like you can't do a good contract with a bad person. You can't have a good job with a bad boss. It's a very similar concept, and that's true in business as well. In any event, thank you for listening to these 11 thoughts. We're constantly working to implement these in different places, and it's a work in process. It's not an absolute, it doesn't move quickly, but we're working at it. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.